This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. GOP Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio praised Ukrainians for fighting bravely, but quickly added that only negotiations would end the war. Vance included that Ukraine will need to give up some land to Russia in order to end that war. Senator Vance added that the notion of Russian President Vladimir Putin invading NATO alliance countries, he called it a scare tactic to justify sending more money to Ukraine. An African-American woman is alleged to have poured gasoline all over the front porch of the house where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, Georgia. The event happened last Thursday afternoon, but Utah visitors quickly saved it, standing in her way when she tried to bring a lighter onto the porch. When the woman tried to leave the scene, two visiting New York Police Department officers apprehended her until Atlanta police arrived. The suspect is 26-year-old Lanisha Henderson, a decorated veteran and surface warfare specialist in the U.S. Navy. Bronny James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, 3 rebounds in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63, which is down 11 cents from last week. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon, although the national average is at $3.16. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon. I'm Skip Kelly.
Slowly but surely, the race for the White House is heating up, Laura Winters explains.
To the 2024 race for the White House, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43% if the election were held today. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is facing 9 new tax charges, including 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. The feds say Hunter made $7 million, the majority of the money from Burisma, Burisma and didn't pay taxes on it.
Things are different at Dollar General stores.
CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that the company had leaned excessively on self-checkout systems in stores. Reports from Retail Dive indicate that Dollar General heavily invested in this technology in 2022, installing it in over half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Presently, the stores are reallocating workers to man the checkout counters. Vasos highlights that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait times at the counters. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thanks for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. Again, enough problems out there, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, is with us now. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, over the weekend, you know, as we started week number two of Advent, two of four, and this is the week for peace. And this the idea of peace and what it means is it takes us out of that model and that paradigm of being at enmity with God. And where I see America right now, this country, and dare I say even the world, Phil, is that we are getting back to our old evil ways of being at enmity at God with God. And you can't have God's peace if you're at enmity with him. And if there is not a movement, and I believe this, Phil, if there is not a concerted movement for repentance that happens, which we can only hope, I mean, everybody wants to talk about revival, but the first thing that happens before revival is we've got to repent for everything that's happening right now. I mean, at every turn, we're reminded of the lawlessness that you spoke about years ago, and you said, this is really concerning to me. And what's happening is that you have a combination of lawlessness and apostasy that's taking place. People are moving away from those anchoring points, their faith traditions and that in incredible numbers, according to George Barna. And this is quite foreboding because, Phil, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. I mean, we see the violence in the streets and you know, innocents being attacked and cold cocked, you know, 80-year-old men walking a grandchild and somebody just out of nowhere, just the evil that would come out and just motivate that individual to cold cock an 80-year-old man who's walking his grandchild down the street. Not to mention all the shootings that take place. I mean, there's so many shootings that happen in Chicago, New York. We don't even report it anymore. We don't talk about it. It's almost like, you know, during the days of Vietnam, we would just be numb at hearing the casualty reports, right?
Well, you're so right, Bill. And when I wrote that book, you know, I didn't imagine what we would see this quickly. Mm-hmm. I think most of us think, well, that won't happen in my city or in my neighborhood. But it's stretching pretty wide, and it's coming to your neighborhood soon. And we don't really deal with crisis if it's not ours. You know, mm-hmm. once it's ours, then we, you know, we kind of raise up in our arms and we try to say, well, you've got to stop this. But it's right. okay if it happens in our neighbor, because it doesn't affect our security, our safety, our way of life.
Right, exactly. And whether it's our government that we deem to be responsible, you know, we raise our hands and our voices up and yelling and screaming when it's like we've had all these warnings, Phil. I mean, this should not catch us by surprise. I mean, you and I, we're going to talk about AI in just a moment. But AI and all this that's taking place right now, this goes hand in glove with another sign of the last days that says that we will be, there will be, in a sense, social credit scoring and the ability to purchase and to operate within a society will be controlled by these globalist powers, right?
Well, and that's where this is all headed. If mm-hmm. you create enough chaos, people will finally say, will somebody please do something? Then they will say, kind of like the Patriot Act, okay,
right.
we're going to do something, but what it's going to do, it's going to cost you freedom. We'll give up anything for peace and security. And remember, the warning in Scripture is beware when they say peace and security.
Right.
You know, those are last day terminology warnings. And that's mm-hmm. what we're seeing today.
Well, you know, I was reading the other day, Phil, and this is shocking. You know, 40% of America at large, and this is in this country alone, 40% believe we're in the last days. They are seeing the signs, 40%. Even agnostics and atheists, over 30% believe we're in the last days, which is amazing to me. It's like, okay, 30% of you believe you're in the last days. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Right?
There you go. Yeah, and what, you know, so you're in them. Do you think, what's the implication for your life? Do I come back to God? Do I just can't wait for him to return? You know, what does that actually mean when they say that? I would love to go a little deeper in that poll and see what that really implies that they're saying.
Yes. Well, but even on the surface, though, yeah, and you're right. I mean, because you and I like to go deep into these things and really appreciate the psychology a little bit more. But just on the surface, because, you and I have talked about this before, you watch people and, you know, strange stuff will happen and you see people looking up in the sky and you go, what are you looking for? There's just something inherently about our design that causes us to look up because we know the answers are not at the horizontal level. That's my suspicion.
No, I think you're exactly right. And I do believe that it isn't difficult times that anybody, and probably I would say everybody, but I won't go that way, but most people would say, you know, I'm going to turn to God. I may not know which God it is or what God it is or who he is, but I've got to look outside of me for a solution to this problem. Like the old saying, you know, there's no atheists in foxholes. You know,
right, exactly.
You get deep enough in the woods and you know what, you're looking for God.
Yeah. Well, you see, look at our country, which was started this great American idea, an answer to pilgrim prayers, a constitution that states that our rights are inalienable, that they are God-given, not government-given. And our government, Phil, is so corrupt, we can't even get our brain around the level of corruption. And, you know, what God has been showing me more and more, I mean, even like, for example, a simple thing like the jobs report last week. Well, look at where the jobs came from, most of them. They're government attached. There's strings attached directly to these. There's nothing in manufacturing. There's nothing in a public level or a private level that would give you encouragement that 199,000 new jobs was out there because people were being creative and using their God-given talent. No, what it is, it's the manipulation of the government, and that has been the biggest sector that has been growing since COVID. And it's no wonder the people are being deluded and voting the way they are, because that's the base of the Democratic Party that has brought all these policies to bear. And they know better instinctively not to bite the hand that feeds them. You know, black America has been conditioned over the years. Minorities have been conditioned over the years with this kind of thinking. And now they're rebelling a bit. And it's freaking the Democrats out. And they don't know what to do with themselves, you know, other than hold on to power and control and get ready. Because when they start losing grip, which they're starting to lose now, they're going to panic. And in their panic, they're going to do something even more diabolical. I believe that to be the case, Bill.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, evil is only going to accelerate unless revival comes to America, comes to the world.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this.
To commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Cameroon are often forced to hide their faith. Others who are curious about Christ must proceed with extreme caution or risk humiliation and even physical violence. The Tide Ministry is thrilled to have recently reached Cameroon with gospel radio broadcasts. We pray that our programs can both empower believers with positive encouragement and inspire new listeners to trust in Christ. The initial report indicates that programs have been successfully launched in both the Bulu and Fufulde languages. This outreach into remote areas is having significant impact. Approximately 3,000 listeners responded in just the first 2 months, and over 550 made decisions to follow Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith, continues with us. Phil, as we were saying, and kind of just to wrap things up here, because what we touched on in this first segment is so critical, because this is eternal consequential kind of stuff we're talking about. This isn't just putting another, you know, nice present under the Christmas tree, you know, and all the fluffy stuff about Christmas and everything. This is about eternity, where we are right now. When you've got 40% of the country saying, hey, we're in the last days, and you see all the evil that's out there, things upside down. I was watching this documentary Tennessee Bob sent me on George Floyd. I mean, they were behind the scenes on this stuff and what they did to the police officers, how in the same thing they're doing with Trump and with the J6ers, where the judges say, well, we don't want that evidence. We don't want to see that evidence. I mean, they clearly ignored evidence so that they could fulfill the agenda, because these people were so afraid. They didn't, the leadership lacked the intestinal fortitude to, you know, control the people and to be able to get the truth out there. I mean, this is unbelievable. And you've got people spending time in jail because the fix was in, because leadership didn't have the guts to be able to talk to the mob, and they let the mob come in and absolutely destroy a police precinct. I mean, destroy it. And they destroyed the city. The damage that was done just there in Minneapolis alone, Phil, it's just disgusting. And then on top of that, if that wasn't bad enough, who, you know, this charge was led by the governor, by the mayor. Okay, you had Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, of course, all the usual suspects, Sharpton et al. They're leading the charge of all this stuff that goes on that destroyed the city, and in even misrepresenting the facts of the case. And here you got Derek Chauvin, 22 years in jail, and he gets shivved over Thanksgiving, I guess Thanksgiving weekend. And survived, but you know, I mean, it's hard when you see injustice like this. Again, this is all representative end times, right? There's going to be all this injustice that's taking place, and we're seeing what they're doing with Donald Trump, what they're doing with J6ers, how they're ignoring, you know, video footage. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's like, what America did we wake up into?
Well, we're waking up to America, to those people who want to create chaos. I've said this for 3 or 4 years, that this is a color revolution. This
yes.
is what CIA has, you know, systematically done for the last 50 years in countries mm-hmm. around the world.
Right.
And you pit one group against another group in order to create enough chaos, in order to take control and take steps. And that's exactly what's happened. And people can't see that because we don't want to see that. You know, but the evidence is, you know, on your news feed every day. You look and see what's happening in the world. This is what's happening. And the only solution right now is get right with God. I mean, I don't know of a better solution than one by one. Every person says, I got to get right with God. I've got to repent. And then I've got to take the prescribed steps to bring this country back to God itself, because there is no other solution.
Because, Phil, what happens if you don't? What happens if you sit there and go, okay, I'm hearing Phil, I'm hearing Bill, you know, get back to God. So what? Big whoop. You know, it doesn't matter. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the children of Israel said the same thing. They were warned time and time again for hundreds of years, get your act together, get back to God. No, you know. And you know, so the apostasy took place. It all became very casual, very laissez-faire, until next thing you know, they're losing their country. They're losing everything. And we're on the brink of losing everything, and the people are not seeing it. This is why it's midnight in America, right?
You know, it is. And thank you for that shameless plug of my book there. But, you know,
you noticed that I thought I worked that in there very cleverly,
you worked,
to
you
set
worked,
you up.
great. Well, and if you think about that title, it was just a part of a message I did earlier in the year, and I thought, it is Midnight in America. And contrast that with when Reagan came into power, he wrote a book, and he said, it's morning in America.
Right.
So it was like a new day, a fresh day for America with Reagan came in, and people were optimistic. The economy was thriving. They were shaking hands across the aisle, trying to get things done. And look how far we've digressed since that day.
Yeah. I mean, here we are. Phil, we've got people on the streets of America. We see the video of Hamas coming into Israel, raping women, dragging them naked through the streets of Gaza. You see, and the thing that they don't want to talk about is I go, look, I get it. Palestinians are human beings. But, you know, we can all be subject to evil. And evil was on display, and I didn't see one demonstration of one Palestinian stopping Hamas from dragging a woman through the streets. What I saw was them applauding and cheering the immorality of it all. They were just cheering it on. Okay? And
well,
so then, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, look, I know that's for God to judge and that, but I'm telling you, you've got to know the difference between good and evil. And if you can't call it out and understand, and I'm not saying, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be careful here about what I am saying, because I leave this in the hands of God Almighty, who is the ultimate judge on this. And we know that there have been times in history when God says, I want you to utterly wipe them out. Utterly. Because they're so debased and so evil that there's no saving them. And I pray for the Palestinians. I pray that you know, just like God has been gracious to us and merciful to all of us, I pray that somehow maybe this leads to their repentance, that they figure this out.
Go ahead. Let me take this back a little bit. We lived in New Jersey at 9/11. And at 9/11, virtually every gas station, I'll say at least 50% of them, maybe every one of them, were owned or run by Palestinians. Guess what they did when 9/11 happened? They flew the Palestinian flag, and they cheered that America had been attacked. So now that's going back quite a few years.
Wow.
We're talking
about 20
plus years.
Right.
They were cheering that 20 years ago.
But where was the report on that? You see, you had George Bush going, hey, look at, you know, we have to be compassionate. So what we did, we accommodated it. And now it's throughout the universities. And we've got a president of the university, you know, realizing I just stepped in it. And so she stepped down. And we'll see what happens with the other two, right?
Four to go.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But see, this is where we are right now. And it requires discernment, Phil. And unfortunately, the mainstream media, you and I are talking about stuff the mainstream media is not addressing. Okay? And I believe this is why God gave us this platform, so that we can bring this to people's attention to see what's going on. Because the time is drawing nigh. And we've got to get in sync with what God is doing, because God's hand is moving, isn't it?
Amen. Moving in a mighty way, and we're going to see God work. God will not be mocked, and He will not be hid. So be of good cheer. Look up. Your redemption draws near.
Amen. The topic we didn't get a chance to talk about, but I will mention, and it's there at American Faith, and that's healthcare AI to give medical exams without doctors. This is Dr. Fauci, you know, 2.0, I guess, now with artificial intelligence. Probably.
Well, Fauci does have artificial intelligence. There's no doubt about it.
I was going to say, stressing the artificial part. But this is where we are. See, when you get so ideologically fixed. Phil Hotzenpiller, appreciate you. Thank you. God bless.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis?
When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. Bronny James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, three rebounds in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it's official. Americans love their trucks, don't we? In fact, the top three best-selling vehicles in the U.S. this year were all trucks, believe it or not, as the leading industry resource Motor Trend has been recognizing the best of the best in automotive since 1949, and this year's Truck of the Year announcement is no exception. Following the recent unveiling of the redesigned Toyota Prius, the 2024 Car of the Year, the Chevy Blazer EV as SUV of the Year, Motor Trend Senior Editor Aaron Gold is back with us to announce the winning truck and discuss how it's shaping the future of the truck segment. Aaron Gold, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, drum roll, please. Motor Trend's 2024 Truck of the Year is...
I'm very pleased to announce that our 2024 Truck of the Year is the Chevrolet Colorado.
Ooh, wow, okay.
Yes, and this is actually the third win for the Colorado. The previous generation of the Colorado, always at or near the top of Motor Trend's ultimate car rankings for midsize trucks, and this all-new version really builds on the strength that got the Colorado there.
Okay, unpack that more. Tell us, what stood out.
Well, I'll tell you what we like. You know, you look at this truck, it's got a thoroughly modern turbocharged four-cylinder engine, tows up to 7,700 pounds, which is really quite a lot for a midsize truck, and it is brilliant off-road, particularly the ZR2, which is pretty well-known, and a new model called the Trail Boss. And, you know, there were some real heavy hitters in this year's Truck of the Year competition, heavy-duty Chevy Silverado, the Ford Super Duty trucks, the Ford F-150 Raptor R, which is an amazing truck. But the Colorado really stood out because it is so good at so many things. It's a comfortable daily driver, it's a great work truck, and it's a very accomplished off-roader. And it was that combination that is why we named it the 2024 Truck of the Year.
And with the four cylinders, very economical, right?
Yeah, certainly more economical than the traditional V6, but the power is still there. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Bill, you're a V8 kind of guy, correct?
Yeah, I am. I am. Sorry to say.
Well, let me hit you with the number. 310 horsepower, 430 pound-feet of torque, and that's out of a 2.7-liter four-cylinder engine. It's amazing what they can do. And there's also a 237 horsepower version of the engine. That's a couple miles per gallon more fuel efficient. It's really quite remarkable what they can do.
It is amazing what technology, how it's just upgraded these cars. I mean, every year you just get excited to see more and more upgrades and what they're able to do. I mean, who would have thought, Aaron? I mean, I never would have thought a four cylinder and a truck would complement one another. But with the Chevrolet Colorado, they've hit the sweet spot, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, they actually use this engine. They actually use this engine in the full-size Chevy Silverado. And, we're skeptical as well. We're used to mid-size trucks with six-cylinder engines. But part of our testing is we load the truck right up to its maximum payload. In the Colorado, I believe that's just shy of 1,700 pounds. We put heavy trailers on the back end. And, aside from the sound, obviously, four-cylinder sounds very different than a V6. And I happen to drive a six-cylinder mid-size truck every day. My long-term truck is a Nissan Frontier. And power-wise, this four-cylinder gives you everything you want, and with better fuel economy. It's really incredible what Chevrolet can do.
See, maybe it's just a matter of time, Aaron, and this is just me, that you could push a button and make your four sound like an eight.
Well, they're getting there. They have piped in sound. They do that more with the electric cars. I think it's the Toyota Tundra. They've got a twin turbo V6, not a great sounding power plant, so they pipe in these base V8 sounds. So yeah, and normally I'm cynical about that thing, but then I heard it without the sound. I'm like, yeah, bring on the fake sound.
I mean, for those of us who have ridden a Harley, we know the difference. And one of the first things we do is we put pipes on it. We got to give it that wholehearted, manly sound, that's so important. But this is awesome. What else stood out for you with the Chevrolet Colorado?
Well, I'll tell you what. I found it a magnificent truck to live with day in and day out. It's got a very nice modern interior, rides comfortably, easy to park, which is a big thing for a mid-sized truck.
Right.
But it's also a hard worker. Like I said, we loaded it right up to the maximum payload, and it did not feel overwhelmed. In fact, it didn't feel a whole lot different than it does when it's empty. And off-roading is such a big part of the truck market now. The Colorado ZR2 is one of the most accomplished off-roaders, like out-of-the-box, off-the-shelf that you can buy. I mean, it is a brilliant off-road truck, whether it's high-speed in the desert or low-speed rock crawling. But they've also got a new model called the Trail Boss. Has a little wider and taller stance than the other Colorado models, very reasonably priced and very good off-road. And neither of these trucks, they don't beat you up when you're on the road. Like, they drive nicely on the pavement. I've often said General Motors doesn't get the credit for their sometimes that they deserve for the excellence in engineering, which is one of our criteria. But boy, the suspension work in these Colorados is just amazing.
Well, like you say, it's one thing to go and rock crawl, and then but to go because most of our driving is still going to be on asphalt and on the byways and highways of America, and to see it perform in both those environments quite easily. That's impressive.
It's an accomplishment, and nobody notices because they go, oh, it's comfortable. But they don't realize all the work that goes into doing that. And that was a real big, like I said, engineering excellence is one of our six criteria, and that really, really drove it home for us on the Colorado.
Well, speaking of the criteria, break it down for our audience so they know what exactly you were looking for, how many members on the team that decide, the truck of the year.
Well, so we have six criteria for all our of the years: engineering excellence, advancement in design, value, safety, efficiency, and the last one is probably most important for trucks, and that is performance of intended function. The number of judges varies with the size of the pool. I think we were about half a dozen. This time we did Truck of the Year in Michigan, which is where I'm coming from, talking to you from today. We do the things that people do with their trucks. We drive them empty. We get to know the stereos and the technology. We load them up, we put trailers on them, and then we take them off-roading. And it's so tough for Truck of the Year because trucks nowadays are so many things to so many people. So we really have to test that full breadth, you know, from how does the truck work as a daily driver to how does it do in some really extreme off-road situations.
Now, are you doing this all in one day, or is this over a week's period of time when you test these different trucks?
We did. So for Truck of the Year, our testing comes and does all the performance testing, 0 to 60, skid pad, things like that. We have photography. And then the actual evaluation for the judges takes place over about 3 days. Depends, again, on the size of the field. And then we go back to a room, and we lock ourselves in, and we get a lot of caffeinated soda, and we start to argue.
Exactly. Because that's what it's all about. Why not?
That's what we say it's all over except the shouting. That's what we always say. You know, and it was some debate because the Ford Super Duty is an incredible truck with a lot of good features. Heavy duty Chevy Silverado, very comfortable towing rig. The F-150 Raptor R can do everything, but it's over $100,000. You know, we had the GMC trucks, which are more luxurious but also more expensive, and we looked at what do people do with their trucks, and that's just really where the Colorado stood out. It has that spread. It has the ability to be more things to more people, and we love the way they set up the lineup with the work truck, the LT, the kind of snazzy Z71, the Trail Boss, which is an affordable off-roader, and then this all-singing, all-dancing ZR2. You can find the Colorado that does what you need.
That's awesome. Aaron Gold, the Motor Trend Senior Editor, is with us. Aaron, do you ever let outsiders observe, the whole process?
We've talked about having some people in. It's a little bit tricky because it's all very secretive. So yes. We generally tend to kind of do it on our own and then make the big announcement.
See,
you can imagine what the lawyers think of that.
Well, you can tell I'm asking selfishly because I think this would be so much fun, you know, just to observe. You know, I don't need a vote, but I would just love to observe the process. But I also respect that, this is all secret and, because you don't want outside influence out there. You don't want anybody coming in and, paying off the judges or anything like that. Not that that would happen. But
well, Bill, for next of the year season, drop me an email. Maybe we'll see if we can sneak in and take you for a ride and show you what we do. I think it will be quite revealing.
Oh, I tell you, that would make my millennium if you were able to do something like that. Where can viewers and our listeners go for more information on the winning vehicle, Aaron Gold?
Well, you can read a lot more at MotorTrend.com, or you can pick up the latest issue of Motor Trend magazine at your local newsstand.
Aaron Gold, as always, we appreciate the time and congratulations to the Chevrolet Colorado Motor Trends 2024 Truck of the Year.
This report is sponsored by Boston Scientific. By age 60, more than half of men will have an enlarged prostate, also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH for short. Symptoms of BPH can include waking up several times a night to urinate, a weak or interrupted stream, or feeling a sudden urge to go, all of which can disrupt daily activities. Treatment options range from behavior modification and watchful waiting to medications, minimally invasive treatments, and surgery. One minimally invasive BPH treatment option is Rezum water vapor therapy. This procedure uses natural energy stored in water vapor to remove the excess prostate tissue pressing on the urethra, providing lasting symptom relief while preserving sexual function. One study of 255 men showed a 94% overall satisfaction rate with the procedure experience. Here is Dr. Arpit Shah from Associated Urological Specialists to share more about how Rezum therapy works.
Rezum water vapor therapy offers a minimally invasive solution for patients with an enlarged prostate, actively addressing the issue by reducing excess tissue rather than merely pushing it to the side. This procedure can take a matter of minutes to complete in a single office visit. Patients can resume their regular activities within a matter of days and can experience noticeable symptom improvement in just a few weeks. Research has shown the long-lasting benefits of Rezum, with one study finding that many patients have relief from their symptoms through 5 years following the procedure.
As with any medical treatment, there are risks involved. Potential risks associated with Rezum include but are not limited to painful or frequent urination, blood in the urine or semen, decrease in ejaculatory volume, urinary tract infection, inability to urinate or completely empty the bladder, and urgent need to urinate. Talk to your doctor about the benefits and risks associated with Rezum therapy.
To learn more, visit rezum.com. Dr. Shah is a paid consultant of Boston Scientific. He was not compensated for his quote within this audio clip.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hope, expectation, joy, and love. I like to say peace instead of expectation. Some versions use expectation in talking about the themes of Advent leading up to Christmas. Now, since the holiday season is officially upon us, embracing these themes with your family is a great way to remember the reason for the season. Focus on the family's assistant to the president for media relations, Gary Schneeberger, joins us now. Gary, are you with us? Okay, well, we don't have him. I guess we will have expectation that Gary will join us. So we'll be on standby here. To me, the Advent season is such a special time in the liturgical calendar of the church. And these traditions are so important. And I think it's interesting, too, when you consider how these break down. I mean, the first Sunday, which was Sunday, December the 3rd, the first candle on the Advent wreath represents hope. Well, Gary Schneeberger joins us now. So let me bring him on, and then we'll go down through this in such a way to where, he can participate, because I know that he's got some great insight to share with us as well. Gary, how you doing? Good morning to you.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm excited to talk about Advent. This is a great season that we're in the middle of. The second Sunday, you have in your notes expectation. I have in my notes, we look at the second week as peace. But it starts out, first of all, when you go through the varying weeks, it starts out with hope. And we realize in the first week that there was darkness, just like in the beginning. You go back to the book of Genesis, right? In the beginning, there was God, and there was, the earth was void. It was dark, which is, in a sense, representative of our souls before God. Our souls before God are rather dark, right? And it's not until you get a glimmer of hope, which is the light that comes through that illuminates your darkness, right? And you realize how much trouble you're in, and then hope arises. And that's the first week, as you contemplate on the first Sunday of Advent and the hope that we have and who the hope giver is, right?
Yeah, I mean, all journeys have to start at a starting point and the starting blocks. And that's the, right. that is the start of the journey for those of us who hopefully complete the journey and become. So hope is it. Hope,
yeah.
Hope is the starter's pistol.
Right, exactly. And then we go on Second Sunday, which we just celebrated. And as I said, you had expectation, we have peace. Because when you have hope, you begin to realize, oh, okay, that and who the hope giver is, then peace, you know, comes upon you, that things start to settle. It starts to make sense. And the things that you were worried about before when you were in darkness become less significant, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can still remember very well. I came to Christ 26 years ago. I can remember waking up, not exactly that day, but, you know, in the days that followed my conversion and being so so peaceful that I didn't have to lie anymore. I didn't have to, you know, strive the way that I strove before.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a peaceful time for sure.
It's like God takes you off the hamster wheel of life, right? You run that hamster wheel, just burning everything up. And all of a sudden, you get to breathe again. And like you say, you look forward to every morning and realizing God's mercies that are new every morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, even I'm on a business trip right now. I'm actually at Bucketstown Family Headquarters in Colorado Springs. And I pondered a lot of that stuff. I was on the plane. Just the things that the places your mind goes are definitely peaceful, more peaceful. Mm-hmm. Not all the time. We know that, Bill. It's not peaceful all the time, but you're more inclined to peace than you are certainly before Christ.
Yeah, and this is, you know, again, what Advent is all about. I mean, it's interesting that it starts with Thanksgiving, right? God says that we should come into his presence offering, you know, sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. You know, so that sets the tone that leads us up to, you know, the climax of it all in terms of the birth of Jesus and Jesus Emmanuel coming amongst us. But this is all preparation that, you know, and it's interesting right now that this runs parallel at a time when, you know, we've got 32 wars happening, Gary, around the world. We're seeing what's happening with Israel and Hamas and, you know, the horrific things that man without God is capable of doing. I mean, this is just, it's absolutely mind-blowing to basically, but this is an opportunity as we go through the weeks of Advent to realize, you know, the bottom line is how much we need God, right?
Well, absolutely. And what it does, what Advent does, and celebrating that with your family in particular, it provides a spiritual anchor during times of, yes, the commercial rush of Christmas, but also the things that you're talking about. It gives you a spiritual anchor, spiritual peace, spiritual joy. Sorry, I jumped ahead to another of the themes, but it gives you those things to hang on to and look forward to and be living in at a time when, absolutely right, things are chaotic, both for the Christmas season and the commercialism and just what's happening in the culture.
And the thing is, understanding that God is the orchestrator of it all, is what is God telling us, Gary, in the midst of all this? What are the takeaways that we should be mindful of this season as we, you know, go through and light each candle? As you mentioned, you know, hope was the first candle. The second candle was lit this past Sunday, which is, you know, peace or expectation. Some refer to it as the Bethlehem candle because it, again, in staying, I guess, in part with expectation. But it's also, it's the peace of the world, you know, coming into a chaotic world, bringing peace to the chaos, right?
Right, and I love how Advent, the themes kind of build on each other as steps, right? Ending in joy and faith and peace. I mean, it's the things that we sing about in Christmas yes. carols, in Christmas songs. That's what all of Advent is about. Those things in those songs that make your heart leap, that bring a smile to your face, that you can't get enough of that song. That's the reason, because they're rooted in this this anticipation, the celebration of the nativity, yes, but also of the second coming of Christ. There's anticipation for the good that's to come, and an appreciation of the good that's already come.
Exactly. And Gary, what I love so much about it and what you're pointing to is these truths are so evident. And I especially have to smile when you hear the voices of very talented and gifted Jewish singers who are still waiting for the Messiah singing about his first birth.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting dichotomy there.
It is, God will not be deprived. I mean, the truth of God will not be deprived. And so it has a way of coming out. And again, it's just one of those interesting things, you know, that you realize that God is in charge of this. And so then the third candle you made mention of is often referred to as the shepherd's candle. And this is, you know, all the other candles are purple. This one happens to be pink, which is God at Sunday, and meaning rejoice or praise, right?
Is, you know, that's a great place to be when you've gone through the first two stages there, right? The first two candles, the first two themes. Joy. I mean, that is a great place to land. Who doesn't want that? Just... it's interesting, though. My wife and I do a devotional every morning, and we pluck a stone out of a bag of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
And this morning's was joy. I'm out of town, but she emailed me the picture of was joy. So yes, there's something about that. I don't, you know, when I pluck patience out of a bag by, you know, at random, quote unquote, I'm not all that thrilled. Joy always makes me smile.
Right. Exactly. But the thing is so cool about it is the way this is set up, as you say, it builds, it's a stair step expression, it's an ascent into the presence of God, you know, starting with hope, expectation, peace, and joy. But it's like you can't fully appreciate joy if you haven't gone to the two if you haven't gone through the two previous steps. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, because there's earthly joy, right? We all have those. Hey, I love my dog. That's joyous, but it's nothing. You know, I had that for a long time. Nothing compared to Christian, biblical, Christ joy. That is the best.
The joy of the Lord. That is your strength, right? And of course, the fourth Sunday that we look forward to. This is the final candle. Represents love that ties it all together, right? And this is love that God expresses to us as he's getting ready to manifest the ultimate love, him sending his son to bring us back home. How cool is that?
That is cool.
And we didn't deserve it.
No.
But only because of his love. Yeah, exactly. Gary Schneeberger, Focus on the Family's representative. He's assistant to the president for media relations. He has been our guest. Gary, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.